goes to?
It's a shame that this is the last old log that's ever going to be handed
down.
You
don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
And it is about this time on a Monday morning. We say a very good morning to Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. How are you, Jaden?
Good, thanks, Dave. Good morning.
Busy weekend?
Just a little bit, but it's getting towards the pointy end of the year now, so it's always pretty busy around this time of the year. But yes, very nice.
Yes, I can understand that. Look, it's a bit sad. One of the members of the Monkees has passed away.
Yeah, on Saturday, Mike Nesmith. Unfortunately, now there's only one of them left after Davy Jones died in 2012, and Peter Tork died almost 2 years ago. February next year, it'll be 2 years. And now, of course, Mike Nesmith has passed away. He died on Saturday, our time, from natural causes, believed to be heart failure at the age of 78. He actually had a quadruple bypass back in 2018, but was still very much active. He toured with Mickey Dolenz, the last surviving member of the Monkees, on the last tour that they did together that wrapped up about 4 weeks ago. So not that long ago, but yeah, unfortunately he passed away at the weekend. He was the guitarist in that band, sort of made for TV band that started on TV and then of course went on the road, and very much the sort of quiet, intelligent one in the group, very much not a celebrity, if that makes sense to people, and was sort of, there was nothing really ever pretentious about him. He just seemed to enjoy doing what he did for a living, and he made that his life. So yeah, very, very sad.
That is very, very sad. Hey, look, I don't think you realise this, but Strictly Ballroom star Paul Mercurio has actually got a little bit of a link reasonably close here. His dad, I believe it was Gus, was some sort of sports trainer or injury specialist or something in Swan Hill, but star, like I said, Strictly Ballroom star Paul Mercurio is preparing for a bit of a career change.
He is, yeah. He's put his hat into the ring for pre-selection, which is happening. The sort of battle for that is happening today, but very much put his hat in the ring for pre-selection for the Labor Party to run for the seat of Hastings at the upcoming state election. Ironically, I've noticed that his character's surname in Strictly Ballroom was actually Hastings, and he's running in the seat of Hastings, so that's an interesting side note. But yeah, he lives on the peninsula. He's very much a popular figure down there. He's on the local council at the moment, as well as running his own sort of food retail type business, selling chutneys and spices and the like. So he's pretty popular, obviously established down there on the local council, and well known for his work on the small screen and the big screen as well. So if things go his way down there today, then he'll be on the ballot paper at the upcoming state election next year.
You said about being popular. Of course, if he sells either alcohol or food, he's going to be popular.
That's right.
Look, you've got a result in the auction of the Fonzie leather outfit from Happy Days as well. How did this all go?
Yeah, really, really well for the people that were selling for the charity essentially that's going to benefit from this. All the money was going to a charity that helps separated and recently reunited families at the border in America. And of course, we spoke about, I think it was about a month and a half or so ago now, that this jacket was being sold that Fonzie wore on Happy Days. It was actually the whole ensemble, so the jacket, the T-shirt, the Levi jeans and the boots. And somebody forked out just over $150,000. For the whole outfit. So a lot of money that they've spent, but all going to a good cause.
Did you say $150,000?
That's right, yes. It was expected to go for between around $70,000 and $110,000, I think it was. So $105,000, sorry, it sold for. So yeah, so it was pretty much sort of within that expected price range of between $75,000 and $110,000. So yeah, still a lot of money though.
It is. It certainly is. And Jane, by any chance, can you remember what that catchphrase was that catchword was that Fonzie had?
Oh, you're going to make me do it, aren't you?
I am.
Hey, Fonzie.
Love it. Beautiful, Jaden. Look, I think that's just about it for the year, isn't it, for us?
It is, yeah, our last one before everybody wraps up for the Christmas break. But yeah, been an absolute pleasure working with you, and look forward to doing it all again next year. Have a great Christmas, and all the best for the new year.
Yeah, you have all the best for 2022. You have a good Christmas too.